We are all in ignorance, in the darkness of ignorance, of grounding on the The disciple is praying that I was in the darkness of ignorance. Jnananjana Salakaya, and you have opened my eyes by the torture of knowledge, and not man, but torch of knowledge. Jnananjana Salakaya, Chakshunmitamina, one who has open my eyes in that way, Tatmai Sri Gurave Namah. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual master. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is stated that parāra-vastāva-bhavodhyāt. We are all born ignorant, either in human society or in animal society. We are born all ignorant. Therefore, in the human society, the system is the children are given education. Why? Because it is supposed that the child is born ignorant. Similarly, as we give material education to the children, it is the duty of the parents to enlighten them with spiritual education. Srimad Bhagavat says that nobody should desire to become a father, nobody should desire to become a mother, unless one is able to save the child from the impending death. So, that is also the duty of spiritual master. One should not become a spiritual master unless one is able to save the disciple from impending death. So what is that impending death? Impending death means, because we are spirit soul, we have no death. And impending death means of this body. So, it is the duty of spiritual master, it is the duty of the parents, it is the duty of the state, it is the duty of kinsmen, friends, everyone, to save from this impending birth and death. So, how to say? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, Mam Vita Tu Kontiya Dukkhalayam Asaswatam Naknavanti Mahatmanam Ansiddhim Paramananda. Anyone who comes to me, he has no more to go back to the miserable material existence. Therefore, it is the duty of the spiritual master, it is the duty of the parents that they would enlighten their dependent to Krishna consciousness. If one becomes fully Krishna conscious, as a simple actor, then he is saved from these material existence or accepting repeated birth and death. Rupya, rupya, pradiya. Here everything in the material world, everything is born, it remains for some time, it grows, then dwindles, then vanishes. So, this is not very desirable. But unfortunately, the modern civilization, they do not know. They are very much proud of advancement of knowledge, but they do not know that the cause of suffering is this body. They do not know. And they do not know how to make a solution of this material existence. Therefore, parabhava, Bhagavad says, all that so-called nonsense advancement of civilization is defeat. Defeat. Lord Jesus Christ also says like that, that if one gains everything and loses his own soul, what does he get? Similarly, parabhavastavadavurujato javanma jijyasate atmasatyam. A man's life is defeat only. However, he may be very expert in driving motor cars day and night, this way and that way, very busy man. But if he does not inquire about his self, what I am, where from I have come, where I have to go, why I am suffering, why I am put to this disadvantageous position, when one does not inquire for all these things, then his activity is a defeat. Only defeat. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness will save not only humanity but the living entity from this disastrous position of repeated birth and death. The Bhagavad Gita, therefore, the stress on this point, Lord Krishna stresses, Jano mitra jarabhyati dukkha bhushana dantana. You are very much proud of your knowledge, but if you want to be at all a man of knowledge, you man of wisdom, then you should first of all see before you the problems of birth, death, old age and disease. Because your so-called advancement of knowledge cannot make a solution of this birth, death, old age and disease. So, we have spoken many times in various meetings in this hall about these things. Whole Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for this, to get out of this material stage plane. We are playing in a stage under different bodies. Just like in a stage we play somebody is playing the part of the king, somebody is playing the part of a queen, so many things. Similarly, we are on the material space playing different parts, but we are all living entities, pure soul. Antavakti medeha. This body is perishable. Nityasya ta sharirinam. But the proprietor of the body, that is the Bani and Boku. Boku means the physical body. And Bani means the vibration. So, we are not concerned about the physical body. Not concerned means we are concerned, of course, because the spiritual masters, those who are acharyas, the body is not considered as material. Arti siladi guru sundaramati, just like the statue of Krishna, to consider that this is a stone, similarly, arti siladi guru sundaramati. Guru means the those who are acharya, to accept their body as ordinary man's body, which is denied in the hospital. So, although a physical body is not present, the vibration should be accepted as the presence of the spiritual body. What we have heard from the spiritual master, that is living. You see these pictures of this movement was started by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then it was entrusted to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then we are trying to serve his word, and many of my God brothers.